This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You're listening to Essence Purpose Podcast, the podcast where you find purpose within a poem. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Essence Purpose Podcast. I'm your host, Essence E, and I pray everyone is having a beautiful day in the Lord. And today, in episode 18, the topic of the show is called Attacking Spirits. Before I really get into the topic, I would just like to start off with a prayer so the Lord may guide my words on what He wants me to say today. So please bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father God, we want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you for everything you've given us and done for us. Heavenly Father God, I just ask that this reaches people and let them know that whatever they're going through, they're not alone. We are all going through something. We are all going through attacks right now in the spiritual realm. And Lord, we need you right now. And Lord Jesus, I know when we put on your whole armor of God, that we'll be able to stand against anything that the enemy tries to throw at us. Sometimes we are going through some bad days, Heavenly Father God, and we really, really and truly need you to stand up for us and to be there for us. But Lord Jesus, I know if we stay rooted in you that we cannot go wrong, that we are going to get through this. And Lord Jesus, I just pray for each and every person out there who hears this, and to let them know that you are with them through the darkness and through the trials of anything that they're going through, Heavenly Father God. And we just want to thank you and praise your name. In the mighty name of Yeshua's name, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. And I would just like to read a verse as well, a couple of verses here, and it's Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, and it reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Amen. So do you ever feel like you're being weighed down, like everything is coming at you at once. Like you could be like, it could be your husband who comes at you for no apparent reason over something small, or your children talking back to you, or acting unruly for no good reason, or even your friends acting funny and start to pick arguments. And you know, I just want to say, it's not them, it's the spirit that they're operating in. Sometimes the enemy will use people that are closest to us to push our buttons and to say things we regret or do something that we wouldn't normally do. And there are other things that could happen too. Like for me, for example, today, I felt a little bit attacked myself because things were just coming at me. Nothing was going right. And I just felt in some way defeated. But I know that with Christ on my side, that I can't go wrong. And we have to be rooted in his word. We have to put on the whole armor of God to stand against these spirits, like the spirits of depression, just the spirit of evilness that surrounds us every day. And we do not know when the enemy is going to try to come for us. Sometimes he will come for us, like one day when we're not reading our Bible or praying to the Lord, he'll come at us like, boom, we're going to get hit. But I encourage each and every one of you to keep standing in your faith, to keep standing in the truth of the Lord, and to keep pressing forward in boldness and in his light. And you know, sometimes people that are around us, sometimes they'll be operate in a certain spirit that they'll try to get you all, you know, hyped up and out of character yourself. But the Lord does not want you to do that. He wants you to push through it and to love on them regardless of what they do. So I just want you to, like I said, the enemy will come and attack you when you're not prepared to stand and fight. And you have to fight for your family and the relationships that are surrounding you, because the enemy wants to destroy any love and light that God has put in your life. Do you know the enemy truly hates the people of God, and he will do anything, I mean anything, to see you down? He will use your husband maybe to say something to you that'll get it under your skin. Because you know, the devil, he studies us too. Oh yes, he studies us. He knows what we like. He knows what buttons to push. He knows how to get at us. I'll never forget the day that I was at work and this woman was just bashing me at work, pretty much, when I was standing up there trying to help with the woman's groceries. And she jumped into the conversation and was just started bashing in on me. But you know, literally, I felt something hold me back, you know, when she was bashing me and saying all this evil stuff towards me. But I literally felt the spirit of God holding on to me, and basically was literally holding on to me. Like I could not move because I felt the spirit around me. Like literally I could not move. And you know what? As much as I was in my flesh, the Holy Spirit held me back. He truly did. He held me back on my words. I did what I had to do. And you know what I basically said to this woman after the transaction was over? I told her, God bless you. And you know what? She just laughed. That's how I know it was the enemy trying to get in under my skin, trying to get me to say something that I regret, basically trying to make me lose my job, my only source of income right now. So I just encourage you to stay rooted in the Lord and to stay rooted in your faith and never give up, because there are going to be people who come at you from all walks of life who are going to try to attack you and try to attack your character and who you are in the Lord. But I truly encourage you to put on that armor of God and to show them love and to remember that God is with you. And remember that Satan wants to kill anything that you have that's positive in the Lord. He wants to destroy it and make it evil and ugly and dark. That's what he came here to do. He came to make war against the saints, pretty much. So I just want to encourage each person out there who's listening to this to study Ephesians chapter 6 and those verses I read you, 11 through 18. And let it minister to you. Let it soak. Let it truly, truly soak into your soul. Soak in your heart. Ask the Lord to tell you what it truly means to put on the whole armor of God. We truly need to be rooted in the Lord. And we really, truly need to be standing in our faith. And we need to be interceding for others. We need to be interceding for our husband, our kids. I mean, as soon as they start acting and start switching up, we need to be down on our knees praying and asking God, please get whatever spirit is in them out, Lord. Please, Lord, get whatever's in them out. I don't know what's going on with them right now. The spirit they're operating in is not right. Whatever spirit is surrounding them, rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. So sometimes people will just come at you. Sometimes spirits will come at you in your sleep. They try to consume you in the darkness, and they want to strip you of any light of Christ that you have. But I encourage you, you also have to pray over your household. You truly have to pray over your household and have God seal it. Put anointing oil all over your house, your doors, your husband's bed, anywhere that you believe the enemy has the most impact. Put it all over. Just put it all over your house. And let God work. Pray over your house. Ask the Lord to make this his foundation, his house. Please let your house be a holy ground. Let your house be somewhere where the devil and his spirits cannot touch you. I encourage you to do that. And I encourage you to always get into your word. That is your sword. That is your sword. And that is what you fight with. You fight the enemy with the word of God. Do not let him trick you. Do not let him try to trick you or trip you up, because he knows the Bible too. And he'll try to twist it up and make it look all pretty, just like he did Jesus in the wilderness. So I truly, truly encourage you to put on the whole armor of God. And you stand up against the enemy, no matter what he tries to throw at you, no matter how he tries to get at your family. You tell the enemy to get out of your house. He is not allowed in your house in the mighty name of Jesus. That this is God's dominion. This is God's holy ground. And he has no place there. And you have to have faith through these tough moments, and you will be okay, because you have the blood of Christ. You have the blood of Christ running through your veins. You truly do. And when they see they can hit you with everything, they will keep coming and coming and coming and coming and just coming at you. That's why I always say, be rooted in his word. Stand up against this spiritual warfare that's happening out here. Because spiritual warfare is real out here, you know? And we need to be prepared. We really need to be rooted in the Lord. We really need to be standing up and saying, no more. No more. Like, we have to keep saying it. No more. You are not allowed over my family. You are not allowed over my job. I don't care what spirit they're operating in, but the enemy is not going to win today. He is not going to win against me today, because I have the whole armor of God, and I have God and his angels on my side, and they will fight for me. They will fight this evil, because Satan is already defeated. He knows it. He just wants to get in under your skin so you can feel defeated. So I encourage you today to put on the armor of God and know who you are in the Lord. Know who you are in Christ. Because a lot of times we try to fight in the physical. We cannot fight in the physical. We cannot fight in the physical. We have to be spiritually fighting. A lot of people focus on their physical all the time. But we really need to be focused on what our spiritual makeup is like. Are we ready to fight? Are we ready to take our sword to the enemy? Are we ready for that? Are we prepared for that? Because people don't understand what the warfare is out here. Sometimes people be wondering, I wonder what got into them. No, it's the spirit that they're operating in. Not, that's why I always say we do have to forgive people. We have to forgive people all the time, because most of the time it's the spirit that's influencing them, that's operating in them. And we have to pray. We have to keep our friends prayed up. We have to keep our husbands, boyfriends, whoever we're associated with, our friends, family, anyone. We have to keep them prayed up. Keep them prayed up. Encourage them. Encourage them to read their word. Encourage them to keep praying and keep pressing forward in the Lord. Because there are days where some people feel so low about themselves, they feel like they have no one to turn to half the time. Send someone an encouraging word. Tell that brother and sister, like, the Lord is with you. He is fighting for you. He is going to make your path straight. So we really need to come together as God, as God's shining light. And if we get come together and fight, we can defeat anything when we come together in the Lord. These spirits will not be allowed to destroy our relationships, our minds, our hearts. We need to stay rooted in his word and praying each day, fighting and forgiving one another. Let's say not today, Satan. We always have to say that. Let's say not today, Satan. You have no power over my husband, my children, my life. You will not steal my joy from me. Get out in Jesus' name. We need to say that over our households. We need to say that when the enemy tries to come in and tries to steal what God has given us. He wants marriages destroyed. He wants children rebellious. He wants friendships, godly friendships, to break up. But we cannot let him do that. We need to be fighting as hard as we can, fighting as much as we can. We always have to stay on our knees. We have to stay on our knees and stay in our word as well. We need to stay word up and prayed up all the time. So I just encourage each and every one of you out there to keep praying and pressing forward for the people that you love. For everyone, even the people of the world, pray that they follow Christ. Pray that the spiritual things that are surrounding them will not overtake them. Just keep praying for them. Keep pressing forward in love. Sometimes it's hard to love someone who is stubborn-minded and bullheaded, who does not see things the way that you do. But you have to keep praying for them, that God will open up more of their heart and their mind, and that they will truly see, that they will truly see who God is. So please, I encourage you in that right now. And I want to read a verse right now. It's in Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He gave us the power. He said it himself in Luke 10:19, Jesus Christ, that he has given us the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all over the power of the enemy. We have the power. We just have to utilize it in the mighty name of Jesus. We have to stay in our word. We have to stay bold. We have to keep praying and looking to the Lord whenever something tries to attack us. Sometimes the devil will come and try to attack your emotions. Sometimes he will put in your mind, oh, you can't do that. Oh, look at you. It's taking you so long to get this done. It's taking you so long. Maybe you can't do it. But in the mighty name of Jesus, you can do it, because God is perfecting you in certain areas of your life. His timing is perfect. So we all need to remember that. His timing is perfect. Whatever is going on in your life right now that's not manifesting, believe you me, if it's for you, God will manifest it in due season, and his favor will not waver. So I just encourage my brothers and my sisters tonight that you will receive this word and let it minister into your soul. Because when these spirits are coming for you, you need to be prepared. You need to be armored up. You need to tell the devil, no, get out of my house in the mighty name of Jesus. Get from around my brother, my sister, my husband, my wife, anyone who is in your life, your friends. Ask the Lord to make sure that you're armored up and to take these spirits away from you and away from anyone that you love or anyone around you, to take these spirits away. So I encourage that in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will be encouraged by this, and that you will pray over your households, that you will anoint your households, that you will tell the devil, no, not today. Not today, Satan. You are not going to steal my joy. You are not going to steal my peace. You are not going to steal my love. I am rooted in the word of the Lord. I am rooted in Christ, and I will not be shaken, and I will not be stirred. So I would like to read my poem, Attacking Spirits. It seems with every blessing God has given me, the devil is trying to attack, trying to push me 10 steps back, messing with my family, trying to turn them against me. I will stay on my knees and fight till morning, noon, and night. I will fight the darkness and bring out the light. Different spirits coming out of nowhere, trying to creep and fight me in my sleep, trying to destroy me in one fell swoop. I feel like giving up sometimes. I pray to my Father above and ask him to hear my cry. Let the river of tears subside. Help this warrior stand tall and have no fear, no matter the trap he tries to get me to snap. The lies the enemy tries to put in my mind, making me think I'm so despised. But I know the truth. I will not give in, no matter how much you try to connive. I know I will survive. I am a warrior for Christ. I will not back down. In him, my hope is found. The trials and tribulations and all the pain, I praise the Lord because it's not in vain. I put on my armor each day for each attack that may come my way, for each wound that tries to hurt me. I remember his protection is all around me. I need to stand firm on his word, use my tongue to speak truth, walk peaceably with all men, have a heart of faith that will always guide me, and to remember day by day who stands beside me. Praying always in the spirit, feeling his presence, I know not to fear Christ. I know not to fear. Christ is here. The evil spirits know to flee when he is near. I bind all the enemy spirits in Jesus' name. You can't have my family. You can't have my life. I'm sealed by the blood of the Lamb. You have no place here. You have no claim. Go back to hell in Jesus' mighty name. So I pray that this encourages someone. And I pray that you will enrapture yourself in the Lord and in his word. And that you will put on your whole armor of God. That you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Just know that God loves you and he wants the best for you. And he wants you to come for him. He wants you to put on that armor. Because the devil will try to come from you from all sides. Sometimes we may not understand what God is doing. Because like I said, God will only let the enemy do so much. He will only let the enemy do so much. It's up to us to rise up against whatever the devil tries to steal from us. It's up to us to get down on our knees, to get in our word, and to be inspired by the Lord himself, and for him to guide us and to lead us with his spirit each and every single day. So I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to let the Lord lead you and to guide you, and to stay in your word, and to stay prayerful. Stay prayerful all the time. Don't be like some people who only pray when things go smoothly. No, you pray all the time when things are going good. You give God praise when things are going good, and you look to him when things are not going so good. You do not just look to him when things go bad. Do not do that. Do not look to him when things are going bad. And then as soon as he's done with the miracle in your life, then you turn away from him and he does not hear from you. You don't do that to God. You stay consistent. You stay in your word. You stay prayed up. Keep being consistent. And when I tell you these words, I have to say them to myself. I am not perfect by any means. I just want to encourage and to enlighten anybody who listens to this, and to let them know that you are not alone, that we are all fighting spirits. We are all fighting attacks each day that the enemy tries to throw at us. You are not less than. You are a child of the King, and we have to keep pushing forward each and every single day in the mighty name of Yahshua. We need to keep going. We need to keep going. We are not to look back. Let's not look back, but look forward. We can't look back on the past. All we can look at is the path that God has us on now. And we have to keep pushing forward in Him and keep pushing forward in His Word. So I just pray that this encourages someone. And it also says, I want to read another verse. It also says in Romans 12:21, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So if someone out there is trying to attack you or try to make you misstep, overcome the evil. Overcome the evil, but with good. Do good to others, even if they do not do good to you. You have to do good to them. Love your enemy as thyself. Love your enemies. You do good to your enemies. You have to overcome the evil. We all have to overcome the evil, even though it's hard. It is hard to love people sometimes. It's very hard. But I encourage you to love every man out there. Those who have wronged you, those who despitefully use you, love everyone. We have to overcome the evil and be more like Christ. We have to do good to those who do not do good to us. Whatever spirit that they're operating in, just pray that the Lord is working on them and is working on their heart. Ask the Lord to take that person who has a stone heart and make it a heart of flesh. Ask the Lord to do something in that person's life. That's the best thing that you can do for your enemy, is to give them to God and to ask God to help them and to mold them and to also help to mold you into a better Christian, into a better friend, and a better everything for your own self. So I just want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this podcast. And I pray that it ministers to you. I really do. And I pray that you are blessed by it. I pray that you will find your purpose by it. And remember, you are always loved. You are always loved in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus loves you. Always remember that. Don't have anyone ever thinking that you are never loved, because Christ loves you. And I just want to thank you all for listening. And I pray that you all have a blessed and beautiful day.
I believe somebody's pulling strings. Don't start me. They want me to get the vaccine. They can't mark me. They got mad when I told them that sage is witchcraft, removing bad spirits with smoke like that. Get rid of that. It's crazy. I don't play them games with Satan. Nah. Forcing things to happen ain't natural. That's just playing God. God. They trying to run me out the booth, persecuting me for telling the truth. They never knew. Ah. Somebody needs to go and give God an apology, because we ignore his prophecies and just worship astrology. I don't care if you Aquarius or Sagittarius. God did not create it. He probably think it's hilarious. And all the Greek mythology nonsense, I ain't having it. And anyone who call themselves a God to me is blasphemous. We see 1111 and try to claim something. If it's an angel number, tell me what angel it came from. They can't. To me, it look like it's another idol, because if it's an angel number, then how's it not in the Bible? I'm confused. The world is distracting us from the rules, taking God out of the media, television, and schools, thinking that it's a joke, but I am not too amused. They go try to make us choose and kill us if we refuse. Read the clues. It look like the fame is too hard to handle. If you straight and you don't want to be gay, then you'll get canceled. I guess I'm canceled. No offense, though, but on his ground, I'm 10 toes down like I'm a Flintstone. A sex change is like saying that God is stupid. If he ain't want you to be what you are, then why'd he do it? He said our bodies are temples, but we abuse it. Women getting shots in they booty like it's from Cupid. Manipulating men into thinking that it's they true skin, when really it's they new skin they go have to redo again. Manipulation is evil, but we don't get that. Mind games will always be a blatant form of witchcraft. And I don't care what nobody's saying, cause I'ma stick with that. And I don't care what you believe, cause you go have to live with that. So I'ma say this one more time, don't start me. Cause God already told me he's assembling an army. I'll try my best not to deliver this so harshly. Wait until I come back and give you the part 3.
Hello, Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You want to be remembered as the guy who made everybody laugh. You want to be remembered for the cool stuff you did and for being there to help out your friends and your family. You want to be remembered as an awesome dad. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who died too young because he didn't have a seatbelt on. So do one simple click and buckle up. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who didn't. A message from the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles. Click it or ticket.